A weak solidarity brekkie team listener when generous concession from the big four global financial behemoths, tax advisors and invaluable consultants to government. Invaluable? No, sorry. On non-value consultants after the government announced it would legislate to impose massive fines, millions and millions, on advice telling clients how to evade paying their taxes. The big four saying it supported the legislation. Apart from then announcing it would seek little amendments like removing the penalties and allowing them to keep advising clients on tax evasion, pointing out that all their clients meet their legal tax obligations, which obliges them to pay no tax. Yes, but you must understand quite legally, they have a legal obligation in those cases to pay no tax. Legal? Well, obviously, there are legal tax obligations which you pay and legal tax obligations which you don't pay. And clearly, our objection to this grossly unfair legislation is obviously no one needs our advice on what they have to pay. They want our advice on their legal tax obligations not to pay. Stand by for heavy lobbying so that justice capitalist style may prevail. And congratulations to our sundry governments and the property and development industries for their contribution to homelessness this week, for without them we wouldn't have homelessness to celebrate. The property and development great socially conscious citizens' dedication to ensuring roof over our heads costs keep soaring, and governments for ensuring there is less and less public housing as they hand it to the goody-goody private industry that specialises in keeping the homeless in their place on the government's behalves. It's not that government and the caring business class don't care about the homeless. Why? Many of those filthy rich property and development executives sacrifice their comfy beds in their own ultra-expensive prime real estate to spend one night a year sleeping on the MCG turf in a state-of-the-art sleeping bag to raise money for the homeless. A huge help, an invaluable help. It does wonders to ensure we can celebrate Homelessness Week. Well, we know the caring business class generally cares, highlighted as that bastion of care and compassion, the True Blue Aussie Business Profits Council, provided a major contribution to the housing debate by assuring us migration had nothing to do with a shortage of housing, of soaring prices and rents. And of course, an advantage of being homeless, as an aside, is you don't have to worry about any of those things, mortgage or rent. Migration, nothing to do with, which in turn has nothing to do with caring employers supporting migration so it can exploit or, sorry, provide jobs for people it so cares about. Although it does oppose evil union attempts to have minimum wages and conditions a condition of that employment. No, the housing crisis, the ever thoughtful Business Profits Council told us, is down to government. Too much red tape, not making enough land available, not enough incentive for the private sector. And although they didn't say it because they're too kind, but no doubt bloody evil unions and lazy avaricious workers. But things should be looking up because for ages now, governments have recognised these problems and provided lots of incentives for the private sector to solve housing problems. To fix up the odd problem created by, well, when we think about it, perhaps by the private sector. So it's the ideal solution to its own problem. Because the super-duper obscene profits will also do wonders for the homeless. Bringing us to also caring, the witch bank, which used to be our bank, announcing a $10 billion record profit amid many of its customers struggling to afford the basics. But what generosity, what altruism. It did it for those struggling customers, Supremo Matt Conman told us. Yes, he said, the huge obscene profits will allow it to help struggling borrowers. The bigger the profit, the more we can help. And he said that with a straight face. So you'll provide lots of support, lots of help for those unable to keep up their ever-increasing mortgage payments, Matt. Certainly, and not so certainly. That does pose a problem because it would eat into the profits we need to help people struggling with their mortgage repayments. So how do you get round that problem? By hanging on to the obscene record profits. Why? Well, obviously, so we can help those struggling with mortgage repayments. How we've misjudged them all heart. Oh, and the obscene record profits would act as a buffer for problems the economy faces in the year ahead. They always say that just in case their workers get a bit greedy and think maybe they should benefit a little from the record profits, under the false argument they may have contributed to them, when their contribution to the record profits is no more than 100%. Money grabbers. Oh, and Matt also assured us the Which Bank, which used to be our bank, was not price gouging. He didn't need to say that. It's the last thing on our minds. The Journalistic Solidarity of the Week Award to, no need to tell you, you got it. It, yes, a walk-up start. Lord Rupert a-whopping in his whopping sin. Full page. 100 days. I stand with Evan. Wall Street Journal reporter charged 100 days ago by evil Russia with espionage. Falsely accused. Unjust arrest. Brazen violation of press freedom. Far-reaching consequences to journalism and the media generally. And to governments and democracy everywhere. The Wall Street Journal and the US of the UN of the US of the world government vehemently deny the allegation and have called for his immediate release. A free press is pivotal to maintaining a free society. And oh, how we admire Lord Rupert's dedication to that. Then a P2 half-page story, photo of loads of News Very Limited staff, all decrying this injustice. And I thought, when will we see a full page and News Very Limited staff transposing for Evan, Julian? After all, if we go gung-ho to free a US ob journalist, then obviously Lord Rupert would be even more concerned about a true blue Aussie journalist, falsely accused of espionage, a brazen violation of press freedom. Why not Julian Assange? Because he is not a real journalist. Didn't you hear US ob Secretary for World State blank in the head point out this threat to journalistic freedom put US ob security at risk by exposing war crimes? Exactly. Trained killer actions fighting all across the world for liberty, freedom and democracy are not war crimes. The world is full of very, very dangerous civilians and wedding parties who pose as innocent-looking men, women and children. In fairness, the first war crimes case involving true blue Aussie war crimes is about to start, a whistleblower who exposed them. Anyway, Lord Rupert, congratulations. Your Journalistic Solidarity of the Week Award is on its way. We've all seen those ads telling us how much a happy, happy person saved, and more particularly that the insurance salesperson was like a real friend. Come on, of course they're going to be like a real friend. They're trying to flog your insurance, for God's sake. They're not going to snap, "This shit policy costs a fortune, take it or leave it, but hurry up, I've got work to do." It's a bit confusing, though, because there's so many insurance companies each telling us we'll save the most with them. And it's confusing because, one, this is advertising, and two, these are insurance companies, so naturally we believe all of them, every word they say. Like every word caring business class party supremo and would-be big supremo consul Peter Dupper says, now that he has come out in support of union action. Yes, Pete supports a trade union in its opposition to relieving cost of living pressures. The pharmacist union, Pharmacist Guild, supporting its opposition to making medicines cheaper. Customers won't notice any, you know, like difference. They'll pay what they're paying now, but the poor pharmacists will pay, you know, like for socialism run riot, like. And Pete said the socialists reverting to calling occupied Palestinian territories occupied Palestinian territories and illegal settlements was a U-turn giving in to those who hate peace. backed up by the Lord Rupert of Wapping senatorialising it as a serious error of judgment in redefining disputed territories and ramping up negative rhetoric on Zion settlements. Showing Pete and Lord Rupert know the UN of the US of the UN of the world is also negative on illegal settlements. And to round off a big week, Pete said the socialists had surrendered to minority voices by not appealing against that federal court decision brought by the Bungala people to prevent a nuclear waste dump at Kimber in South Trublawassee. The local caring business class party member, Rowan Ramsey at Through, described the government decision as cowardly, gutless, and lacking moral fibre. My God, that is serious. And Pete said the decision showed what national disasters would occur if the voice referendum succeeded. Big week for Pete. And for us, that's now a bit of self-indulgence. 40 years ago this week, 1983, the world's worst ex-treasurer, Paul, delivered the first budget of the new socialist government. I wrote a satirical piece about it for one of the left papers of the time, how Paul had fooled the capitalists into thinking he was on their side. The producer of Parabellum, which occupied this time slot for years, presented by our old comrade and friend, the late Bill Hartley, asked me to read it out as a one-off. Then a few days later, Reagan said, why don't you write something for this week? And the one-off became the week that was. The same running joke for 40 years. Where have all those years gone, I ask myself. Well, I'm sure our listener would think it feels more like 140 years of torture. A few years ago, it took a few months in a new year to get a team together for this time slot, and meanwhile, Jan Bartlett asked me to do the week that was on her Tuesday home time program at 4, thus we still now do pretty much a repeat on Tuesdays as well. One thing hasn't changed. The greatest little economic order of them all, the delicate flower that is the economy, still controls our lives. We've suffered numerous spokespeople for the sundry chambers of profits who all spew out exactly the same anti-worker, anti-union venom, but thanks to their continued hegemony, the climate, the environment, has deteriorated as the interests of capital prevail. The US of continues to practice war is peace, continues to ensure the Palestinian non-land, non-people remain non-land, non-people. True Blue Aussie continues to be its puppet, and the first peoples of this land continue to be anything but first in their own country. So finally, from our first 40 years ago, bad news, listener, next week we start our 41st year. Good morning.